Well, what's interesting is that many times clients are reluctant about a strategy or an idea. They've already convinced themselves that it will not work. A real simple example, this actually goes back to the late 1990s. I was working with the division of Bank One, and they're a financial services company. This particular division was focused on the mortgage market, and they did not have, believe it or not, a referrals culture. Well, this drove me crazy. And it drove me crazy to the extent that, because they had me on long-term retainer for a series of ongoing years, that I kept bugging the president. And he kept telling me, we don't have a referrals culture, stop bugging me. Until finally, I bugged him so often, he said, okay, if you stop bugging me, I'll let you do a pilot system. So we did. Based upon the success of that pilot system, we then created a referrals culture for that division of Bank One by teaching their people how to ask in a polite way for referrals, how to earn the referral, the actual language, phraseology, benefit phrases they could use in both getting the referral, contacting the referral, and then converting that referred individual or individuals into actual new mortgage customers. And what happened is in 23 months from the time that we started and actually measured the system, it generated $230 million in new business, all from referrals. And that was new business at no acquisition cost. People say, well, Jeff, why only for 23 months? That portfolio became so successful, they actually sold that portfolio to Household International. But those same strategies, whether it's for a bank or a wholesaling client or a manufacturing client, it does not matter. We've been able to, thankfully, successfully share those same strategies with clients now for years. So many times, the first thing that somebody has to understand is there might be a different way, a better way, a smarter way for them to be able to penetrate the market.